It's time for the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Every week, WEUL's Tim Alcorn and the Chronicle Telegram's Sean Bennett talk wrestling. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent, and by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We'll recap the high school wrestling coming up on WEOL.
Good Thursday evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the WEOL Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21, Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn from AM 930 WEOL, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Always great to get together on a Thursday night and talk high school wrestling as far as Lorain County and Northeast Ohio is concerned. Sean, the warm-up has arrived. It's now zero, I think, outside.
It was 4 degrees on the ride over here, so I was sweating in my car because I layered up so much for the walk from the house to the car that the car heater actually had me sweating a little bit. So
it's supposed to be in the 20s tomorrow, 50s on Sunday and Monday. Got your tank top out?
Yeah, I've got the suntan lotion ready. Put the chair out in the front yard. I'm ready to go.
Man, oh man. Boy, we hope you have survived the past couple of days. Boy, what a challenge weather-wise, polar vortex-wise here in Northeast Ohio. But again, great to have you with us on a Thursday night as we talk high school wrestling. And boy, Sean, tomorrow, February 1st, that calendar's going to turn. Hard to believe, and we've talked all year about December, January, February, as far as the stages of the season are concerned. So we're about ready to enter the stretch run.
Right, and February is kind of like the big tournament run, whereas you have the conference tournaments for the first few weeks. We have, obviously, this weekend we have the regional dual team tournaments getting ready for the week later. We'll have the state duels and then sectionals to finish it out. This year it's only sectionals. Sometimes it's sectionals and district, but this year they've pushed everything, so the state tournament is going to be the second weekend in March. District tournament's going to be the first weekend in March, so sectionals are the last weekend in February. So but plenty of tournaments to go. You know, it's going to be a really fun but yet hectic month.
Yeah, it's going to be very, very busy for everybody. And, of course, a terrific article in today's CT kind of previewing some things.
Yeah, kind of the reason it went a day early. We usually go on Friday with our wrestling stuff, but the weather just kind of wiped out the high school slate. We had all this space available, so I said, I can get my stuff down a little early. We have something to kind of put in the paper. But, yeah, just kind of previewing those regional tournaments. This year they went to the one-day regional tournament. If you remember in the past, this is only a seven-year-old event. So in the first 6 years, they did the first half of the regionals on a Wednesday night, and then the next week on a Wednesday night, they did the regional semis and finals. This year, we're doing the whole regional tournament one day on Saturday. Coaches are generally favorable for that because then they don't have to get their kids to cut down to the weights midweek. They like the cut down on the ends for the tournament, so it's a good deal.
All right. Again, if you haven't picked up your CT yet today, head on out tonight and grab one. It's a great article by Sean in this morning's Chronicle Telegram. Better yet, get home delivery. See, there's my plug for the CT right there. Get a home subscription. Well worth it, especially on the local news and the local sports angle. All right, we'll take a quick time out on our weekly wrestling recap. When we come back, a quick look back to what happened last weekend on the mat. So stay with us. It's our weekly wrestling show right here on a Thursday night on AM 930 WEOL. Of course, we're also online, Sean,
at WEOL.com.
We continue along with our weekly wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Tim Alcorn, Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Again, we mentioned during the first segment, great preview article in this morning's CT from Sean about the wrestling action coming up. So, hey, get your CT from Thursday and give that a read if you have not yet done so. One thing we didn't mention during our first segment, Sean, we do have another wrestling coach joining us this week. It'll be in our next segment, but Seth Houston, the head wrestling coach over at Brookside, will stop by and pay us a visit.
Yeah, obviously Brookside in action last weekend at the Cy Pinner Duels at Elyria High. And it gets for those who want to venture out on the warming up of the weekend for the duels this week. They're actually, Brookside is hosting the Division II regional state duel tournament. So, you know, if you want to go out and see some wrestling and don't want to travel all the way out to Toledo like I will be doing, you can go out there and see a lot of our Division IIs, Firelands, Keystone, Vermilion, Brookside, all in action this weekend out of Brookside.
Well, let's talk about the side pinner duels over at Elyria. And as you said, a solid showing for the Brookside Cardinals, second out of eight.
Yeah, and they do well here. I think they've won the event a few years. They, you know, they're in the finals again this year. It's an event they have done well at traditionally in the past, which is good because you want to have a good showing right before, you know, the dual team tournament, the conference tournament, the sectional, stuff like that. So obviously that's a good sign for Brookside to go two out of eight. They went in and beat Cleveland Central Catholic 48-33. Nice win there. Beat Elyria's white team 48-21. Beat Sandusky Perkins' B team 42-27, and then eventually lost to Brecksville's B team 52-27 in the championship match.
But again, a solid showing for Brookside at the Cy Pinner duels over at Elyria, so congratulations on that second place finish. You mentioned that Brookside did beat Elyria's white squad 48-21. Elyria's white squad came in fifth out of the eight teams there.
Right, and they it was kind of a nice local matchup in the finals. You know, obviously the way they do this, they have the eight teams, they split them into 2 4-team pools, and everybody wrestles everybody, so you have 3 dual matches to get placed. Then they match the 1 versus the 1, the 2 versus the 2, the 3 versus the 3, the 4 versus the 4. Well, Lorraine and Elyria were in opposite pools and both finished in that number 3 spot and wrestled each other for 5th, 6th. So that was kind of a nice finish there, Elyria edging them 30-24. Real tight match there in the 5th place match. But Elyria also picked up wins against Sandusky Perkins B's team 41-19. Then we mentioned they lost to Brookside, and then they lost to the Cleveland Central Catholic team 36-31. Real tight teams, tight matches for Elyria White.
And you mentioned Elyria White beat Lorraine in that 5th, 6th place showdown. So Lorraine does finish 6th. Lost to Brecksville's B team 53-21. They did beat Olmsted Falls' B team 30-26. Lost to Lutheran West 47-24. And then, as you alluded to, Sean, the loss against Elyria's white team 30-24 for that 5th-place finish. But good news for Lorraine High. Titan wrestler Santana Sanchez, 285, was named the outstanding wrestler for the upper weights.
Yeah, he was obviously, if you watched our this week's episode of the Matt Report, he was one of our top performers. Went undefeated there at the Cy Pinner duels. And then, you know, in an act of pure sportsmanship, we love to watch those sportsmanship videos. Wrestling's great for him. Yep. But Santana comes back hours later that night for Elyria's, the Elyria Red Team's dual meet with Strongsville. And competes against Jason Holmes, one of their seniors, who was not able to make the lineup, but gave him a match on senior night. So that was a really nice, outstanding act from him.
Absolutely. We talked about that, as you said, in the Matt Report. That's really cool sportsmanship. Nice job, Santana Sanchez. All right, let's switch sites. The West Holmes Invitational over at West Holmes last weekend. Midview, Avon Lake, and Keystone were all there.
Yeah, obviously the highlight for Midview was Daniel Bucknavich. He was our, if you saw the Chronicle this morning, he was my player of the week for his performance there. 5-0, 5 pins. The first 4 pins, I think, were all in under a minute. I think, and they got progressively better. It's like 108 in the first one. The next one was like 40 some seconds. The next one was 30 seconds, and then in the semifinals, he had a 10-second pin.
Wow!
But and then in the championship match, he pinned in third period. It was a little longer, but it was against the state ranked guy. So definitely a outstanding performance for him. They had 2 other finalists with Zach Anderson, who finishes runner up at 126. And Andrew Fillion, runner-up at 145. Again, no surprise. Those 3 guys have just been getting it done all season. And then Dustin Wells ended up on the podium as well with a 4th-place finish at 182 pounds.
Shorman finished 9th out of 18, although they did have 4 placers. So Sean Bristow's team with a pretty solid performance.
Yeah, well, the, Avon Lake. Or,
My bad.
Yeah, Scott Peebles.
Sean Bristow, former Shoreman, now the head coach at Midview.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Sorry, Sean.
4 places there, obviously, led by Bud Salem, 3rd at 160. He real nice. I think he began the season with a championship at their host match, the Cobos Classic. And then Dylan Klima, 5th at 120. Ethan Shepard, 5th at 132. And Adam Abushakar, 6th at 160. 70. They've been kind of quiet for me lately. I haven't really heard. I mean, they're going down to West Virginia wrestling during the holidays, things like that. So I don't get to see Avon Lake as much as I'd like. But, last year they kind of ramped up at this time, and they had a gangbusters opener, opening a few rounds at the Southwestern Conference tournament. So that's what I'm kind of keeping my eyes on, to see how they kind of peak here at the end of the season. They did a really good job of that last year.
And Keystone had two placers at the West Home Invitational.
Yeah, Nick Hickman, a guy we just wrote about last week. We did a feature on Nick. He's been just tearing it up this year. Wins the championship at 195 pounds. That's the one. That was his debut as well. If you read the story, he started the season at the Cobos Classic at 285 pounds. Immediately dropped a 220 after that, and now made his debut at 195 pounds last week at the West Homes Invitational and wins a championship there. So he's really been working hard to cut down. He was a football guy, so that's why he was up there a little bit. And the rules stay, when you do that dehydration test, you can only start the season at a certain weight. So even though he weighed in at 219 pounds under the 220 limit, they made him wrestle at 285 because he just simply couldn't legally be allowed to wrestle that low, which, I don't know, kind of doesn't make sense that if you're at the 219 pound, why you have to wrestle up to 285. It seems like there's a better chance of injuring yourself than getting sick from the dehydration. But
wow.
And then Luke Moore was fourth at heavyweight. So they have a nice 1-2 punch there at the top end of their lineup.
And to close things out, as far as last weekend was concerned, over at Ashland Mapleton at the Dave Rohr Invitational, Clearview had five placers.
Yeah, they didn't, as a team, they didn't finish where they wanted to finish. They were eighth out of the eight teams there. But five guys got on the podium, so it's kind of a mixed bag for them. Jerry Ruiz was third at 152. Miles Huff, fifth at 120. Jalen Delk, fifth at 132. Zachary Zangline, fifth at 138. And Jacob Kessler, fifth at 170. So the Clippers did go in there and put a lot of guys on the podium, and that's a good thing for momentum, good for morale. You know, they got a little confidence going into the next few rounds.
All right. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, we'll take a look ahead as to what's going on this weekend on the mats. Again, Brookside head coach Seth Houston set to join us, so a lot more still to come. It's our weekly wrestling recap each and every Thursday night at this time on AM 930 WEOL. The wrestling recap brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Glad to bring it to you, not only on AM 930, but also on your phone if you download the WEOL mobile app. And Sean, we're online
at WEOL.com.
And we welcome you back to our Thursday night weekly wrestling recap each and every Thursday right here on WEOL. We talk high school wrestling in Lorain County in Northeast Ohio. Tim Elkhorn from AM 930 and Sean Bennett from the Chronicle Telegram. Great to have you with us on this Thursday night, and great to have with us on the phone lines the head wrestling coach over at Brookside High School, Seth Houston, stops by to pay us a visit.
Hey, Seth, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you guys?
Good, good. The last segment, we kind of talked about the Sipinner duels, and you guys have a great history there. I know you've won the event in the past. You guys always seem to do well. Again, going into the finals this weekend and finishing with that runner-up trophy. Just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on how the team did this weekend.
Well, they did great. You know, I mean, one of the problems we've been having kind of this year was we're a little light on numbers. So we've gone into several events where head-to-head we did just fine, but, you know, because we're short on the numbers, we end up coming up a little short as a team. This week, when we had holes, some of the other teams did too, so we weren't as adversely affected by it this week. And I'll tell you, our guys just wrestled lights out. I mean, everybody wrestled, just very, very well, wrestled very hard. So I was pretty happy with the weekend, yeah.
I kind of said in that when talking about your history in this event and doing well in this event, it's a good thing because it's at the point of the season where you're wanting to start ramping up, and those good finishes for those guys obviously provide momentum and confidence with the conference tournament, sectionals, all that right around the corner.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's always it makes going to practice the next day a little bit easier when you've had a good weekend. You know, it makes Monday, everybody's pretty excited to get back in and get back to work. These things, they sort of snowball on each other. You know, if you're at a tournament, you do well. Eventually, it just kind of keeps rolling, and the kids get excited. So it's nice right now to have that kind of event for us.
Seth, Sean mentioned kids ramping up, kind of stepping up now. Boy, it's hard to believe tomorrow is February 1st. Are there individual wrestlers within that Cardinal program that you can really see where progress has been made throughout the year?
I have I think we talked about this a while back. I have a very, either it's sort of half of the kids are seniors and the other half are freshmen. So I've seen the freshman group I have this year is this great. I mean, I've just never seen a group of young kids as willing to work hard as this group is. I mean, I've had obviously individuals who do, but as a collective group, they seem to really push each other and embrace that grind that is a full wrestling season.
Seth, obviously, I did a story, a preview on the dual team tournament, and talked about the switch in format. And it seems to have worked out really well timing-wise for you guys coming off a duels tournament, since the Sipinner is a duels tournament, going into the regional duels next week. So you guys are had some good momentum there with the dual meets and go right into the duels. Kind of talk about your thoughts on the switch to the one-day format and how that may benefit Brookside coming off a really good duel performance.
Well, I don't know exactly. Obviously, none of us do because it's the first year they're doing it this way. My thought is that if you have a pretty good start, like I just said, things start to snowball and things can kind of just get rolling, and put you in a pretty good spot by the end of the day. I guess the potential negative of that is that if you have a bad morning, it can kind of, the opposite can happen. So, I'm not 100% sure how it's going to play out. We've kind of done it, the format that's been in place for several years, and this is new. So I'm excited about it just from a wrestling fan standpoint. There's some very good teams that are going to be at our school wrestling this weekend, so that's exciting, as a wrestling fan to watch some very good wrestlers wrestling.
Well, Brookside has hosted the regionals in the past, but that's a Wednesday night. It's usually only one or two rounds, which it kind of is like just hosting a pack quad duel or something, a double duel or something like that.
Right, right.
This is going to be a full day tournament, which obviously means more work for you guys, more planning. Has it been, being new, how has it been as far as getting ready for it?
It's been, and we've hosted big state events. We've hosted the sectionals for several years. We hosted a Division II sectional. It is a big deal for us and for our school, and it's a lot of work, and there's a lot of, I like my athletic director, Mr. Kirschbaum, is a great guy, but I think we've talked more in the last 4 or 5 days than we've talked in the last 4 or 5 years. There's a lot of going back and forth about all the little things that need to be done, lots of little stuff like how many chairs do we want in each mat? How many is this? Where do we want these mats? How do we want to number them? And, there's a lot of little, when you go to watch a tournament and it's well run, it's because all those little questions have been answered at some point, and there's not as much of that to deal with on the day of. So it's been a lot of work. I'm pretty excited about what it does for my school. Obviously, it's always nice to have a big state event at your district, and we have the facility for it, so that's exciting for sure.
Again, we're talking with Seth Houston, head wrestling coach at Brookside, and as he just said, Brookside will be hosting on Saturday the Division II dual team regional tournament. And, Coach, you alluded earlier about looking forward to seeing some great teams and some great wrestlers. I mean, I know your focus is on Brookside, but who are those teams or who are those wrestlers that perhaps are coming in from out of the area that you're excited to see?
Well, Sean can tell you, Wasion, whenever they're in the gym, you're going to see some pretty good wrestling. Perkins has always got several, very good wrestlers. Padua, they've been a team that I've been has been one of these teams I've dealt with my whole life. When I was in high school, they were one of the better teams that were around, and they've just kind of have been for 30 years, even when they're down a little bit, they're still very well coached. So you see some good wrestling out of schools like that. I have personally, a few wrestlers that I think should do well, you know, my guys, but, you know, we'll have to see, you know, how they do when the rubber meets the road, right?
There you go. Coach, we appreciate you spending a few moments with us. Again, congratulations on your team's outstanding performance last weekend over at the Cy Pinner, and good luck to you and Dick Kirschbaum and everybody over at Brookside for hosting the regional on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
We appreciate it, Seth.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Stay warm, guys.
We're all trying to do that. Seth Houston, head wrestling coach over at Brookside High School, as he joins us. So, again, Firelands, Keystone, Vermilion, Brookside, obviously, the host team at the Division II dual team regional tournament at Brookside on Saturday. And he mentioned some of those out-of-the-area teams as well.
Yeah, Wauseon's a powerhouse. Obviously, that was the first one he mentioned there. I think the top seed there. So they've won the event before, as we mentioned in the Matt report. They've actually won the dual team championship in the past. It's going to be tough sledding for the four locals there, because I think Firelands is the top seed and they're at eight. So everybody's going to be kind of underdogs. Firelands will be, I think, favorite in their first match, which will be an 8-9. After that, everybody's an underdog every step of the way. So they're definitely somebody's going to have to step up if they want to make a little run there. And that's what it takes, is that momentum. You talked about that snowball effect, and that's what those guys are looking for.
Certainly a team that won't be an underdog, Elyria, as the Division I dual team regional tournament takes place this weekend or on Saturday. On Saturday at Oregon Clay.
Yeah, Elyria is the top seed for the umpteenth year, and it's kind of it's kind of cool the way they're doing it this year, because usually there was top seeds in, they had that region split into an A and a B, and there was top seeds. There were never really a true top seed until they met into the regional final. Well, this year they're basically saying Elyria is the top team. They are the nationally ranked team that's going to be there, the only one, I believe, this year. But kind of some cool, they could potentially meet Lorraine in their quarterfinals. They get a bye into the quarterfinals. Lorraine has a second-round matchup. It's an 8-9 matchup, so they could potentially meet Elyria if they can get past Anthony Wayne. Elyria could potentially meet Avon in the semifinals. Avon's ranked number four, so they're up in that top half of the bracket, so they might be all Lorraine County right into the final if those teams get it done. And we already mentioned Lorraine's the 9 seed against going against Anthony Wayne and at the 8. And North Ridgeville's the other team that'll be there in the 10 seed. They're going to be on the bottom bracket, dealing with a lot of those West teams like Oregon Clay, Perrysburg, I think, are the 2 and 3 seeds. So, it's going to be interesting. Elyria's looking for their fifth straight trip down to St. John Arena in Columbus for the state duels. They're probably right now ranked the third best Division I team in this state, behind Cincinnati, LaSalle, and St. Edward, per the national rankings. It's going to be interesting.
And you're going out there.
Yeah, I'll be traveling out there. Hopefully it'll go better for me than it did 2 weeks ago when I was there for the Mommy Bay Classic.
And finally, to wrap things up, a Division III dual team regional tournament at Genoa High School on Saturday, Wellington and Clearview.
Yeah, unfortunate. A lot of our Division III teams did not enter the dual team tournament. This is an optional event. It's not, you don't have to do it. And that's the problem, unfortunately, with some of the Division III teams. They just don't have the numbers, or they're really banged up from the midseason tournaments, and they just can't put the dual team together to be competitive. And it's a shame, because this dual team is optional, which means it doesn't count against your schedule points. So these are extra matches. They're generally pretty good teams you're facing, so you're getting good matches, which are only going to help the wrestlers further down. But Wellington's the 12 seed, Clearview's the 15 seed. Same type of situation as those Division II teams are, area Division II teams, where they're going to be the underdogs. They're going to have to fight. They're going to have to battle to make a run.
All right, so that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Matt Report. Again, no, it's not the Matt Report. We're not on video, and thankfully.
Yeah.
Yes, it's this week's edition of our weekly wrestling recap. We're covering so much wrestling, I can't keep track of it. Can't keep track of the coaches either.
Yeah.
It's been that kind of show. But it was fun. It was fun. Seth Houston, head coach at Brookside, we thank him for stopping by. As always, Sean Bennett, great big thank you to you. Biggest thanks goes to you, the listeners. Hope you enjoyed it. Again, get out there and support the wrestlers this weekend, especially if you're local and want to head over to Brookside for that Division II regional tournament on the duels. All right, for Sean Bennett, Tim Elkhorn saying once again, thank you very much for listening to this week's edition of the Weekly Wrestling Recap, brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Family Realty on AM 930 WEOL.